Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. All eyes in Michigan will be on Spartan Stadium tomorrow as the University of Michigan football team rolls into town to face off against the Spartans. Will MSU make this the fourth consecutive win against the Wolverines? To talk about all the dynamics we'll be seeing tomorrow, I'm joined by Joe Rexroad. He's a Michigan State beat reporter and writer for the Lansing State Journal. Certainly knows all about Spartan football. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Michael. How you doing?
Very good. You know, the Las Vegas point spread has the Spartans with a two-point favorite, essentially saying that the odds makers aren't sure who's going to win this one. How close do you expect this game to be?
Yeah, I do think it'll be close. And I think maybe going into the year, this looked like a convincing victory possibly for Michigan State. Michigan State looked better on paper than Michigan, but I think Michigan is a little better than I thought, a lot of people thought, and I think maybe Michigan State hasn't quite reached full capacity. I still think Michigan State can be a very good team if its offense catches up with the defense, but right now this looks like a pretty even matchup.
Last year's matchup was essentially an embarrassment for the Wolverines. It seemed like they basically collapsed, although some big changes for the Wolverines this year as they're ranked ninth nationally in scoring defense. How much of a problem will MSU's offense have in overcoming this crew?
Well, it's a good question. I really think Michigan State being able to run the football will be one of the big keys to the game. As you mentioned, the Spartans ran it with ease a year ago in Ann Arbor, and that was a really bad Michigan defense. And really, in 3 years under Rich Rodriguez, they didn't play much defense at all. Obviously, very different under Brady Hoke and with the new defensive coordinator and Greg Madison. So that is going to be very interesting. And then on the other side of the ball, Michigan State has the number one defense in the country statistically, but Michigan's offense is obviously very explosive. And our Robinson, incredible running quarterback, and he makes plays with his arm as well. So it's a fascinating game really all the way around from my perspective.
Well, as you said, Wolverine quarterback Denard Robinson seems to have no fear of throwing deep balls. He, of course, is always a threat on the ground. Will the MSU defense, as strong as it is, likely to be able to contain him at least in one of these aspects?
Well, you know, a year ago, Michigan State did about as well as you could do. They held him to 86 yards rushing on 21 carries, which was almost 100 yards under his average at that point. And, of course, they picked him off three times. You know, Michigan actually moved the ball in that game for stretches, and it looked pretty good on offense. But Denard just kept making these critical mistakes around the Michigan State goal line. You know, that's something Michigan State is banking on doing again. I mean, even last week, Denard Robinson had a big game. They won at Northwestern, but in the first half, he threw three interceptions, and he has nine interceptions this year. So he's still taking chances and making some big mistakes. Well, obviously, he more than makes up for it with everything else he does. But, I think this Michigan State defense is not only better, but I think it's faster than it was a year ago, and that bodes well for this matchup, and Michigan State did a great job at Ohio State 2 weeks ago against a mobile quarterback. But you know, this offense is still much tougher to deal with.
Well, considering how strong the Spartan defense is and his history with that defense, especially last year, do you suspect that we might see a more conservative passing game by Robinson?
Well, possibly. And you know, another thing tomorrow is we're talking about the chance of, you know, up to 30-mile-an-hour winds out there, which to me means if you're going to throw the ball, you probably need to stress the short passing game. And, you know, if that's the case and it's going to play havoc with deep balls, I think that favors Michigan State a little bit because Kirk Cousins can sit there all day and throw 8-10-yard routes, and he did it in heavy wind at Ohio State. That's not really Denard Robinson's strength. He, you know, obviously he runs the ball, he runs around, I mean, he looks for the big play downfield. You know, if the wind is that bad, you know, maybe that takes that out of play a little bit.
Talking about MSU quarterback Kirk Cousins, he's thrown almost 1,200 yards and six touchdowns through five games, but he's also tossed four picks. How aggressive do you expect the Spartan passing game to be tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, Cousins has, I think, played well for the most part, but he has made a couple mistakes that, you really can't make as a senior quarterback, and in some games it will really cost you. I mean, even at Notre Dame, they were down two scores with a chance to score, make it a one-score game. He threw an interception at the end zone. Granted, that play was probably more a mistake by Keyshawn Martin, the receiver, who didn't finish his route, but it's still a mistake that you can't have. And so, I think Michigan State will be aggressive. I think Michigan State will still try to take shots downfield and exploit that secondary. But, Cousins really does need to be a little more careful. In the last game, he turned it over three times. I think one of those plays was definitely on him. The other two, you could argue, the ball slipped out of his hand once, and it was a very good defensive play on the other one. But you still just can't have those throwing into coverage plays. And in such an emotional game like this, mm-hmm. I mean, I think maybe whichever quarterback makes fewer mistakes might end up winning.
I'm talking to Joe Rexroad, Michigan State beat reporter and writer for the Lansing State Journal. Joe, Brady Hoke now leading the Wolverines. How much is his influence affecting the way the number 11 ranked team is now playing? Or is the team just more experienced this season and making less mistakes?
Well, I don't think there's any question. You have to give Brady Hoke a lot of credit. He's, definitely the defensively, you can see the difference. I mean, Rich Rodriguez is always known as a very good offensive coach, and his offense did do well at Michigan, but, he didn't really have good defenses at West Virginia, and he certainly didn't have a defense that could play in the Big Ten at Michigan. I think you also don't have to give Rodriguez some credit for recruiting a lot of these players who are playing now. I mean, he did bring in some good players, and I just think some of them are maturing a little bit, and maybe that would have happened either way. But I think you combine that with the coaching of Hoke and Greg Madison, and I don't think Michigan's great on defense, and I think we'll see that tomorrow. This is not a dominant defense yet, but it's at least competent, and that is a large step forward from a year ago.
Considering the games both teams had with Notre Dame, do you think tomorrow's game will be the toughest challenge either team has faced so far this year?
Absolutely. I think certainly for Michigan, I think Northwestern's a decent team, and Notre Dame was a home game under the lights and a great comeback. I think this is the toughest test for Michigan. For Michigan State, I guess you could argue at Notre Dame, which, was a decisive loss, maybe as tougher, right in that same range as this game. And even at Ohio State, although the Buckeyes are down, it's still never an easy place to play, but it's still a huge test, and it's a game really Michigan State has to win. If Michigan State wants to try to defend that Big Ten championship, if you look at the upcoming schedule, Wisconsin coming in next week, and then Michigan State goes to Nebraska, you have to win this game if you're Michigan State.
Does MSU have any real advantage in hosting this game tomorrow, or does this rivalry draw out enough fans from both teams to make the home field advantage negligible?
No, I've never seen it. I'm trying to think. I guess maybe there have been a year or two here where Michigan State was really down and you had a pretty strong Michigan presence in the crowd, but for the most part, it's going to be an absolute home field advantage for Michigan State. I mean, you'll still have several thousand Michigan fans, but, and even a year ago, there were several thousand Michigan State fans in the crowd, but you're still talking about 110,000 people and most of them Michigan fans. So the home field definitely means something. It means something when the other team's on offense and then the crowd noise gets going and, the offensive line gets a false start or, they're having trouble communicating at the line. I mean, those things can matter in a football game. And every time I've been to this game, both places, the crowd is electric.
Now, U of M is ranked 11th, MSU ranked 23rd. In your opinion, are these accurate rankings for the teams?
I think it's kind of high for Michigan. But at the same time, hey, they've won all six of their games, so you can't argue with it too much. And if you look at the teams right around them in the poll, I mean, you can certainly argue their case. I don't think they're the 11th best team in the country. Michigan State, I mean, again, I think they're about where they should be with the loss to Notre Dame and what they've done. If I were ranking them on what I really think they are, I'd probably put Michigan State around 20 and Michigan around 25. That's what I really think they are. But in terms of performance, absolutely, Michigan State should be ranked higher than Michigan State right now.
As you said, some really windy conditions tomorrow. Are we likely to see some big numbers, or do you expect both teams to struggle in putting points on the board?
I don't know why exactly, but I kind of expect more scoring in this game than maybe some people do. And I know that, Michigan State's offense has struggled. Michigan State's defense has been great, but I just had a feeling Michigan will find a way to make some big plays on that defense. And on the other side of the ball, I think Michigan State will be able to run the ball in this game. Maybe not for 200-plus yards, but I think they'll be able to get around 150, and that'll set up the passing game. And so I think this is going to be – I don't think it's going to be in the 30s, but I think both teams are going to get moved down the field and score some points.
Now, you said you think this will be a fairly close game. What is your point prediction on this game?
Well, my official prediction comes out in the paper in the morning. I've got to hold on to that.
Okay.
But, sorry, but you know, I'm obligated to keep that quiet. But I feel like Michigan State is in a good position to win this game at home. I think it'll be a close game. You know, I think when it comes down to it, Michigan has yet to play a team that plays physical football like this. You know, Notre Dame had a good defense, but Notre Dame had that spread offense. Same with Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think Michigan isn't quite ready maybe for that kind of physicality. But we'll see. I mean, again, I won't be surprised with any outcome because I like the intangibles this Michigan team is showing.
Certainly a very different game than the one we saw last year, though, I'm guessing.
Exactly. I mean, last year was a rout, and, you know, Michigan just was so demoralized by midway through that third quarter. You know, even at home, and it was quite a sight. I mean, you just don't see that very often. This is, you know, Michigan had some pride back this year, and I expect that team to fight all 60 minutes.
Well, we will see tomorrow if, in fact, the Spartans can make it four in a row, which is something they haven't done in almost 50 years. Joe Rexroad, Michigan State beat reporter and writer for the Lansing State Journal. Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Good talking to you.
Excellent. We